Okay, so this video is kind of going to be a what's the proper word to use? A going over of the previous videos about women over 30, and it's just really this sad situation. Like, I have a friend of mine. He's talking to a woman. She's I think she's 30 or 31, and she's expecting just all of this extra out of him, and he tells me like everything that she's wanting out of him, and I just tell him the honest truth. Like, look, she this woman is this woman has been used up. Okay, this woman is the equivalent of a used car trying to ask for full retail. No, not even full retail price. She's trying to ask for, okay, in my opinion, women over 30 who still have a lot of standards are the equivalent of a beat up Chevrolet with the transmission leaking, transmission fluid, and you know, one of the tires can't stay filled with air, but she's asking $200,000 the buyer. Like, this is just like. And I'm not gonna make this long video because I've been drinking, and I just got done talking to a man. But this really bothers me. Like, but and the reality of it is why it bothers me is because I know the reality. See, the reality of it is women know the exact men are gonna attack at certain points in their life. You see, like I don't know if you have a daughter, if you may have a daughter who's like 9 or 10, or you know somebody who has a daughter who's 9 or 10. See, at 9 or 10, those little girls know exactly which man to marry and which man to fuck at 9. And I promise you that. If like bring up Poindexter to a 9 or 10 year old and say he wants to be your boyfriend. And she and if you keep asking her long enough, that little girl say, "That's a man I marry. That's not a man I fall in love with." You see what I'm saying? Like it's so gangster. Like the whole game is so gangster and deep on so deep levels for me. See, like as men, we are just so far behind that it's not even funny until we start to see it or we start to hear other men talk about it. Because see, women, since the beginning of time, women have always gotten together and tried to deduce and study and figure out what men wanted, you see, and what, you know, how to manipulate men and get it. Whereas men, see, men, we didn't really do, see, if men got together and did something like that, we were called like pussies and all, you know, we were called having a female circle and all that stuff like that. See, it's weird how that plays out, where when men try to educate themselves, we are immediately just degraded for it, for lack of better words. We're degraded if we try to better ourselves in the world. If bettering ourselves in the world exposes us to any reality, those are closely knitted secrets that the world does not share. Now, women can have literally magazines upon magazines in your Walmart shopping center or your Walgreens, or I'm in Europe now, so in your Lidl or your Tesco, you know, of just women just smile on the cover, how to fuck up your man 101. You see, they can do that, and it's no problem. You see, and it's weird how no, I won't say it's weird. It is extremely gangster how that shit got played throughout and accepted throughout the course of time. Whereas it's okay for women to sit down and have female talks and discuss men and how to manipulate men. It's perfectly fine for that. But when men do it, men are just, I mean, they're called women, they're called, you know, they're degraded for sharing knowledge. You see what I'm saying? And it's really a sad situation. It really, see, the men who fall for like the men who degrade other men, see, those men think that they're winning because see, they think that they're better than those men who have to sit down and try to learn and manipulate women. But the reality of it is they're really losing because see, they're playing exactly into what women's whole plan was from the start was to turn the men against each other and then let them attack us independently as women. It plays immediately into it. And the whole thing is so sad. Like, it's so funny and sad. Like, watching men's nature. And this is why I'm really a solo person. Unless I meet, the handful of cool guys I know now in Czech Republic. Like, I don't deal with a lot of guys, man. I don't hang out with a lot of people in general. But especially a lot of guys. Like, see, I can hang around women because, like I said in previous videos, when you want to deal with a woman and you want to deal with her effectively, treat her as you would treat about a 4-year-old child that's mixed with a German Shepherd. And that is the perfect way you deal with a woman. Okay, that is the perfect way you do it. So I've gotten that down, Pat. But I see men, when you hang, depending on the guy, some guys, they think they're too good to think about, you know, what women think about, or to talk about, like, the natures and what they do. Or, like, see, guys, we really don't like to share our stories of, like, our woman cheating on us, whatever. Now, I'll be honest with you. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he told me his ex-wife came to him and told him that she cheated on him. And I'll be honest with you, that shit hurt me because I was lucky enough to never have that happen. I'm not going to say I had better game than him. I'm not going to say I was better than him at any regard. I'm going to say this. I was lucky enough to not have a girlfriend or a wife come to me and say, yeah, I fucked so-and-so while we were together. That has never happened in my past. And I'm lucky. Like, I'm not trying to say I had better game than him or anything, but that shit hurt me. And I really wish men would talk more about this shit. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, it would definitely speed up our whole process in it. But back to the original topic, if she's over 30, man, like, if she's over 30, but okay, the handful of 30, over 30s that I got right now, I actually just made a schedule up. To get one out, because like I said, the best fuck, she has 3 kids, and she's European, so like her body, like if you looked at her, you could not tell she has 3 kids. I meant to pull up a picture of her. I'm not gonna do it. We're here. Fuck it. I'll pull up a picture of her now, but I'm gonna hide everything so you can't see. Like when you see her, you'd be like, there is no way that woman has 3 kids. But I'm gonna try. I gotta dig deep into these photos on Facebook Messenger. But yeah, like when they're over 30, man, if they are not coming out to you and just pretty much just like if she's over 30, right? And she is not openly saying she wants to fuck or what are you doing, or she's not like always readily available, like the second you come around, don't fuck with her. Because a woman over 30 is just what purpose do they, okay, genuinely think about it, okay. And be honest with yourself. If a woman, okay, for any woman on the planet right now, let's say you knew there was no chance of you getting with a woman. Let's say, like, for whatever reason. Let's say, okay, let's say Rihanna, for instance. Let's just use Rihanna in her prime as an example. Now, had Rihanna had a die in a car accident, and you knew, like, okay, yeah, that's Rihanna. I'm probably never gonna get a chance to fuck her. And she died in a car accident. You legit wouldn't fucking care. Why? Because I'll tell you why. Because her value to you as a man is completely gone. You're not fucking her. Okay. This is her. This is the girl. Oh, you can't even see that shit, man. Hang on, because his light's like bright as fuck. She's on the right. Damn, you still can't see it. It's super fucked up. Man, I don't know how to fix it. Cause I'm that bad at this shit. I'm trying to. I can't even. Damn, you can't. That looks fucked. See, I got to get better at my YouTube game, man. But like, she's a good-looking girl, man. You would not guess the girl who the my main one who's over 30. You would not guess that she had 3 kids and she fucks like a fucking demon. That's why I fucking keep her around. I'm not marrying that bitch. I'm not putting kids in that bitch. I don't even text her. But she'd be like, hey, she's trying to come down. She's trying to get it. That goes back to a previous video. A lot of it probably has to do with one, I'm American and I'm African American. Here, that's a plus. in America, it's not really a plus, but here it's a plus. And then two, I live in Prague. So like I said, in one of previous videos, see, in Europe, if you live in a capital city, that automatically puts you above like the men who don't live in a capital city. That's just how it is here. From my experience of it, that's how it is. I automatically rank higher than them. But no, okay, back to the original topic. See, if they're over 30, man, like I say, and 30 is being generous. I say if they're over 26, it's just not worth it. It's not worth your, if she's not, okay, let's say if she's over 26 and you approach her and you are, you know, I mean, you approach her, you're in real life, you're going to, you know, maybe try to come up with something organic or, you know, like actually, I ran across a girl today and I asked her like, is this the best soap? Because they, I mean, I don't know if you travel outside the country from where you are, but like different countries use different soaps. So in America, Tide is like one of the best soaps as far as I know. Tide is our shit. But here it's a whole nother, it's Ariel, I think. So like, but I didn't know. So I asked her and I ended up getting her number. I probably won't even text her because I don't think she speaks English and I don't feel like doing that whole translation shit with her. But when you're in the world, like, you know if she's genuinely kind of interested or she's really just trying to get away from you or she's like, or she's also in that other boat where she doesn't know what she wants in life. See, a woman who doesn't know what she's worth, what she wants in life is like the worst shit that you can deal with. Because, okay, in the 10% of the chances, the woman who's in that position will be the best slut you can have, the 10% of the time, right? But the other 90% is going to be spent with you sitting around waiting, hoping, thinking she's going to do something, you know, and she's going to be sending a ton of mixed signals. And look, if a woman doesn't know what she wants, it is in your best interest to just, I would recommend just go find a hooker instead. That's just my honesty. If you have the extra money, go find a hooker instead. Because a woman who doesn't know what she wants, see, when a woman says, uses that line, I don't know what I want, what that translates into is two things. And the two things are it's always the same two things. With every woman, it's always the same two things. Either one, if she doesn't know what she wants, one, she wants a guy who's just going to be incredibly gangster and just snatch her the fuck up and do what he wants to do with her and force her to follow him. Or two, she wants a Prince Charming to just live off of for a while until she figures out her thoughts. You see, that's what it's going to boil down to with those women. In most cases, that's what it's going to boil down to. So if you're the type of guy, you don't care about, okay, let's say if you're in America, snatching her up, like you're risking getting, like, you know, criminal charges and all this shit, like, you know, in case her brain flips and she'll say, oh, he abused me, blah, blah, blah. See, like, you got all that, you know, but if you're like a legit thug gangster dude, you don't worry about that and you just do it and you just got it. No big deal. But if you're a guy who's done anything with your life, you got something to lose. So you're not trying to risk all that on that type of woman. You see what I'm saying? So on the other hand, okay, that type of woman who claims she doesn't know what she wants, she's always going to do the alpha fucks beta bucks thing, okay? Always, always. That is just a part of her at this point, especially if she's over 30. That's what she is. Because I guarantee if she's over 30, she's hanging out in dive bars. She's hanging out in cheap bars, okay? If she's walking around talking like that, that's what she's doing. Or she's on these cheap dating websites or free dating websites, and she's letting, you know, whoever and whenever guy, you know, come over and dump loads in her. It's unbelievable, man. Like, see, like, the difference between men and women at 29, the difference between men and women at 19, it's a drastic fucking, it's so much of a bigger difference that, like, the two of you genuinely think that you can actually get along. That's how big the difference is. Like, it's one of those weird Twilight Zones where, like, you cannot be more different. If you're a 19-year-old guy with a 19-year-old girl, you two cannot be more different in the time span of your sexual market value, you are completely on different. Like I said, every now and then there's that. Okay. Even in a situation where there's that bad boy who, you know, who she gets with at 19, who's also 19, there's another badder boy who's 29 who lives in that area. There's another badder boy who's 35 who lives in that area. You see what I'm saying? See, you got to remember, women are born into entitlement simply because they have vagina. And the most difficult thing to do is try to convince them of this because they can't see it because they were born into having vagina. You see, they don't know the world without having vagina. Like they can't take their heads out. They can't take their brains out their head and put in a man and then see it from a man's point of view. Like, oh yeah, well, a bitch got a pussy, so she's always gonna have a place to sleep. You know, see, like it's just common knowledge. By the time a woman truly goes homeless, it's known. Like, that girl fucked up bad to the point where she just can't open her legs and have a place to sleep. Oh, she fucked up real bad. Like, but anyway, back to the topic, man. Like, if she's over 30, man, she's over 26, 27. If she's over 26, 27, and she's not actively, like, responding to you within, I say, honestly, like, see, I would say 10 minutes max from my perspective, but to be all the way honest, man, I just blocked another girl. I blocked the girl I was talking to, and she would, like, hit me back, like an hour later. I just blocked the bitch. Fuck it. And I thought, okay, now, that, and this is another topic I think that needs to be gone over in this field is, okay, it's okay to fail, okay? It's okay to not get any matches on Tinder. It's okay for women to not like you. It's fine, okay? And I think, and for there's an entire other demographic in this field who I think came to this field simply because they, you know, they relatively fail temporarily, and this, like, MGTOW red pill field kind of gives them the validation to continue hating women. This is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to advocate hating women. I'm trying to advocate knowing women's nature and then learning how to grow above it. Okay, you're not gonna win every conversation with a woman. You're not gonna win every confrontation with a woman. Sometimes women, she just may not like black dudes. It's her choice. Fine, go for it. She may not like dudes under 5'10" or 6 feet tall. Okay, whatever. She may not like guys who don't drive. She may not like guys who drive. She may not like guys who went to college. She may like guys. It's the reality of the world. You are going to fail. Okay, And failure is the only way that you can remember that you are actually still alive, okay? Because if you keep getting everything you want, you will start getting bored and be like, fuck this shit, I'm done with it. Like, it's almost the same thing like how when women claim to get mad when men catcall them. It's almost the same thing as that with men and failure. Meaning, see, that the failure is what defines you when you're of a healthy mindset. Same thing as with catcalling with women. See, the catcalling, it still gives women validation that they're still sexy and hot and that they still can play the hypergamy game in a dating market because, you know, Sean, the motherfucker that's digging up shit, you know, said I look good in his skirt, so I must look good in his skirt. So that means I go off and get a higher quality man. You see, and it's the same thing, like, okay, with men and failure. See, when we fail, that's our way of knowing, okay, well, what can I possibly do better? Or maybe I just need to accept the universe, or maybe this is a time for me to study philosophy and learn why I may be interpreting failure as degradational. Is that the right word? Degradational as negative. And maybe this is my time to learn. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, men's whole thing comes from failure. Women's whole thing comes from just being a woman. You see, she just exists. It could be the most awkward woman dressed like a street clown sitting on the fucking corner. But as soon as people could look at her and say, that's woman, somebody's going to come offer something for her pussy. That's just what it is. And see, and the same thing goes, same general thing with a man. If a man is constantly working hard, doing something, see, sooner or later, see, some bitch who's underneath them is going to go, that's a provider. I need to get with that. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing, but it's like, it's different. You know, it's completely fucking different. But I feel like I've been rambling because I've been drinking this $4 wine. Oh, the name of this wine is called Vinum. Because in Czech, wine is vino. So I think it's like a play on words, maybe. Or if you know Czech, maybe you may know more than I do. But because beer is called pivo, wine is called vino. Because pretty much every other country on the planet, when they say the letter W, they say V or V, like B, like in Germany, they say BMW, BMW. So like wine is usually called, you know, vino, or I forget what the other word for it is now. But yeah, vino. But the name of this wine is called Vino, and it's like $4. And I'm chilling on a Friday night, looking out my fog, and dude, I can't even see downtown Prague anymore. I'm mad. It's like when the fog kicks in, like you can't see shit. Like usually you can see street lights and everything. Like it's just totally black. It's nothing. The fog fucking kicks ass up here. Like you can't see anything. Like, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then when the fog clears, you can see all of downtown Prague. It's crazy. But yeah, man, like. Okay, I also want to say this. If you're dealing with a 30-year-old woman, I said this previously, these women are the best fucks. They're going to be the best fucks. They've learned cocks. They've learned men over the last, if they're 30, they learned over the last roughly what? Since they were 12 years old, they've been getting railed, okay? They've learned how to manipulate men. They've learned what you wanted. You see, like for them, it's about what comes after the sex, the loyalty, the devotion, the money, you know, the protection. See, that's what it's about for them. So they're going, if she sees you as a quality male, it doesn't matter how tall you are, how short you are, how big your muscles are, whatever. Every individual woman has their own thing of what they're looking for. And if she deems you as that, she's going to give you the best sex of your fucking life. Okay. Now, if she's over 30, you have to remember she is not doing it because she's in love with you. She's not doing it, maybe not even because she likes you. She's doing it because you are the possible figurehead for her showing off to the rest of her friends that she can fix her life. Okay, once they hit over 26, 27, those women are incapable of loving you. And you have to remember that. It's a sad thing to realize. It's a sad thing to understand. It's a sad thing to not understand. It's a sad thing to truly inherit. I've been drinking. I'm lacking, you know, words over three syllables at this point. it's a sad thing to do, because like I say in a video a long time ago, see, whenever between the ages of like let's just say 16 to 25, see, those ages, they're going to be much harder to deal with because they don't know how to verbalize things. They think they're still special and unique. You know, they're still shy and all that, so it's going to be much harder to get with them. But if you can get through that, those women will wrap their lives around you and they will love you. You see what I'm saying? So if you leave, they'll be alpha widowed at this point. But see, once they get above 26, 27, once they get start hitting 26, 27, see, they've already been alpha widowed. Okay. They've been destroyed. They've been divorced. They've had, it may be a single mother. At this point, see, these women will never love you. And I know it's hard to hear because even though we're men, we're still human. We still want emotion. We still have, you know, bouts of loneliness. And I just want somebody to love me how I want them to love me. And, you know, it's normal. I get it. I totally get it. I totally get it. But, like, sometimes it's just luck. If you can last out that luck, that lucky time period of just quarantining it or taking it out on something else. You know, maybe it's wine. Maybe your thing is, you know, building model cars. Maybe your thing is driving race cars. I don't know what your thing may be, but you have to remember that woman, if you've gotten with a woman over 26, over 26, 27, that woman will never love you as a man. It's just how it is. Okay. She's already been destroyed, taken down, beaten down, ran through by literally miles of cock at this point. She's destroyed. Okay. All those women are just old, damaged, good. Okay. There are anomalies. Let's say if a woman's spouse got, you know, in a car accident or something like that, died or what happened. Or maybe she was with a guy for, you know, 8-9 years and then the guy just bounced on her. These situations happen. And the only guy she ever been with was, you know, him and maybe like a guy in high school or something like that. Some of those situations are legitimate and they do happen. But generally speaking, once they become older than 26, 27, they are just damaged goods. And my pointer to define these women who are damaged goods, usually from my experience of traveling, not all the way around the world, but a decent amount of the world, if a woman is too easy to get along with, because I've deduced this logic because most women are genuinely not in tune with the world. It's just a woman's nature. It's her brain pattern. It's how women's brains were created. Most women are not genuinely agreeable, decent human beings. So if she is decent, if she appears to be genuinely decent human being, she's been ran through by thousands of miles of cock, okay? Because she's only learned that because from experience of being run through of thousands of miles of cock and how to deal with those personalities. You see, if I were to say go after a quality woman who's over 30, what you really want is, generally speaking, what you want to look for, from my opinion, is this: a woman who is socially awkward. Okay. It's usually about pretty much all the opposite things that you want in a woman. Initially meeting her, those girls. Okay. Let me rephrase, because that could have been taken a million different ways and it just went through my head. The woman, okay, let's say when you're hanging out and she's like a friend of another friend. If she's like socially awkward, you know, she shakes people's hands awkward, maybe not even give them eye contact, you know, that type of thing. Those are the women who you'd really want to be around and to put at least some type of effort in. Because like I said, well, and I'm also speaking from my time in Europe, because in Europe, see, whores in Europe, they go on circuits throughout Europe. So another red flag. So if you're a European guy, from what I found is if a woman knows multiple languages, like that was another big red flag for me. Like if a woman can just, you know, can just happily flip the German, then English, then French, then Czech. If she could just easily do that, see, that tells you a lot about her experience. And then she's like, you know, genuinely likable and agreeable. And you don't feel like, you know, you feel like she's more like a good friend type of thing. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe if anybody who watches this is European, maybe they can go in more in depth on it. Or maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's just my own personal thing. But what I've noticed is when women are much more personable, that's usually a big red flag. Usually a big red flag. Usually that they really get around a lot. But I'm gonna cut this off. I'm going on 30 minutes, man. Have a good weekend. See ya.